Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week is the place you go to when you want to learn and hear the most inspiring and horrific paranormal phenomena you've ever come across. I'm talking about angelic Jesus encounters, demonic encounters, that means Hat Man, shadow people, aliens, lake monsters, Bigfoot, and other mysterious phenomena out there in the world that you may have never thought to be possible. How do I know? Because it happened. So anyways, you guys, don't forget, go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me what it is that you personally are experiencing out there. Whatever story, whatever thought has entered your mind to make you wonder and think and question reality, to go like, is this for real? Like what's going on here in this world? Can I find answers? Can I get rid of stuff if I don't like it lingering around me? How can I protect myself? Anything and everything out of the ordinary. I'm telling you, tell me your stories. Send them to me. And if you've got photos or drawings that you want to include, people have told me it's hard. I don't know how I could send something along. Just email it over to HeidiHollis@gmail.com. And I will definitely get it. And I will respond, generally. Sometimes things get really swamped. And I'm like, whoa, holy smokes, where'd all those emails come from? But it's okay. I'm working it out. You know what? Today is the end of the year show. The end of 2022. As we fumble, flop, backflip, and forward into 2023. And boy, do we have a lot of things to talk about what's happened this past year and where we're going. And I thought I'd dedicate this show to all those thoughts. Normally speaking, theoretically, futuristic, I don't know, anything that pops up, it's going to probably fall out of my mouth, and we're going to discuss it on the show today. So we're going to go there. We're also going to visit upon some of the more paranormal things that have come my way as of late. I've been getting into some interesting conversations with people. And so I'll dibble and dabble and see what flavor is pouring out through the ethers. And I'll share that with you here today as well. Okay. I'm wondering if we should start on a dark note, middle note, light note. You know, let's just mix these notes up. I don't know where I'm going with this, but we're going to try. Wow, you guys, I have been really involved in these conversations these past several days. Like, woo, what is going on? What is going on in the world? You know, I have heard from so many folks who are really dreading our immediate future. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like people that are just predicting things happening, but people who are just like, gosh, it just feels like we're about to go down that big old giant nasty flush hole, toilet. And it's like, you know, some people seem anxious for this. Others seem upset by this. Others think of, oh my gosh, what kind of future does this present to my children? And I'm like, yeah, I totally hear you. Yeah, this is nothing to anticipate to be happening to the world, but I have heard these things as well. I mean, I think I might have shared with you guys before that I go and I check out different groups and whatnot online and what people are talking about. And there's been a lot of chatter of people who are like, you know, I have this feeling we're going to go to war next year and all this stuff. And, you know, it's like, well, where is that coming from? I don't know. I think that, you know, we see the war that's going on in Europe and we're like, oh man, is that really going to be our future? You know, are we sticking our fingers and noses into things that we shouldn't? I mean, politics suck. I think we've learned that lesson, huh? Anybody sitting around the holiday table minus a couple of people is because political talk, right? Mm. Yeah, that's a shame. It's like that should never happen unless, unfortunately, somebody passed, not because they sit in a blue suit or not, you know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. So we've learned how easily we could be divided and how easily to light those fires, right? And so I've heard a lot of folks discussing this. I've heard in one group where people have had a lot of near-death experiences, and it was like the conversation was, hey, is anybody when they crossed over, did they see the civil war that's about to hit the United States? And so many people responded in the positive, saying, yes, I did. Me too. Yes, yes. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, that's not okay. So, gosh, I'm hoping that we figure this all out before it comes to that. And, yeah, I mean, what a shame. What a shame that would ever come to that. But look at, when you look on the smaller scale, right? You look on that smaller scale, and what I was saying, like, there's somebody missing around the dinner table. Ooh, it happens. I mean, you've probably been, I don't know, in that same family for all your life, and nobody's ever left it before death, right? And then they had this political little disagreement, and all of a sudden, you know, grandpa's out. Oh, Lord, we've got to figure that out, people. So that's one of the conversations I've been dipping into and have heard quite a bit about. And then I was watching a preacher, and I won't name names, but I mean, you guys know these people. You could go look them up. But a preacher who spoke of there being an attack on the soil of the United States. And I have heard this from one other person as well. And it's like, whoa, really? You think that's going to happen? Like, and I'm talking about predicted this a while back. And is this coming in our near future? I don't know. You know, I don't know. This is so funny. I just went through a blizzard and I hear shoveling, but it's all good. I just thought that was funny. But yeah, so there's that conversation. And so people are like, yeah, you know, yeah, this world needs to go down. You know, it's so bad here that it's about time that it gets wiped over and wiped out. And I'm like, hold your horses, you know, there are children here. And there's a lot more that we can do here on this planet. And I honestly, this planet ain't going anywhere. All right. Just us. Okay. Us and our big heads that are easy to topple over. And so we fall on our behinds. But, as we get so full of ourselves, it's like, hold on, this is a rather young civilization from where we've come from. And, yeah, there's been a ton of others prior to us. And we see some things that they've created and done that we still cannot do today, right? What? Why? How do people wake up in the shadow of the Great Pyramids and forget how those things got made? I mean, generations. Oh, they moved away and it got buried by the sand. Why? Why? I mean, I just don't see myself living in a luxury place and really enjoying the view and just like, you know, I'm just going to move into the middle of nowhere because I'm sure there's something else that I could stare at, you know, that's not as magnificent as this thing that's been sitting here for centuries, you know, like what? Something happened. And I just think that that's quite apparent. There's a lot of knowledge that's been lost and doesn't make sense. So I don't think we're going to go, this planet's going to go anywhere. I think we're going to have to hightail it out. And, you know, there's something to be said about the rumors of the days of old, okay? This whole idea that there will be a savior that comes back again, that it was here once before, and, you know, might change things quite a bit. And, you know, and a lot of people have a lot of different beliefs on how things may come and how they may go. But look at these, like, ancient texts and how things that have happened in the past actually kind of, like, fall into place with prophecy and predictions. And where are we today? People are making prophecies and predictions, and they happen, you know? And it's like there's a lot of accuracy out there too when it comes to that. But you know, then I've also known people who will I don't know why, but they'll go to the to like precision and with dates and times when something will happen, and when it doesn't happen, they're like, well, you know, it didn't exactly go as planned because, you know, this happened over here or it did happen. You just didn't see it. It was behind closed doors, you know. So there's a lot of odd things that take place. So, yeah, you know, I think, you know, we shouldn't anticipate the worst because nobody has the exact answers about what may take place in the future. 2023 may be really great for you and me. Hey, there goes the rhyme. and so I like to think we keep it positive. And I look forward to the new year with a lot of good vibes, good vibrations, and I don't know, aspirations, inspirations, revelations, not biblical, okay? but let's keep it real. And, you know, there have been many experiments where people have put their good intentions and prayers all at the same time, all over the world, in order to change the momentum of something. So let's all do that. And we don't have to time it out perfectly. We can just randomly, like you, now you. Okay, everybody just go, you know, just do it on your own good time. And we'll just kind of roll with this, all right? We'll just see how this goes. I'm optimistic about it. You know, even though some signs and signals and prophecies may come forward, is it always so bad? Is it always so bad? We could always make the best of whatever should happen, right? All right, so, you know, I've got so many emails here. I think I need to answer at least one or two of them during this program. So, you guys, we're going to have some inspirational conversations. All right, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Well, guess what, you guys? There's so much on my plate today I'd like to discuss. I'm going to try to get to at least one email, okay? I'm going to try to stick to that and see what's going on out there with you guys. But, okay, I got to breathe on this one because this one is really something else. Like, talking about what's coming in the paranormal and normal world, right? And so we're looking to the next year, wondering, gosh, how far will the government go in discussing and sharing openly about the UFO phenomena? UAP, which I don't like using. I really don't. And you guys got to think about why they try to change those words, okay? Unidentified aerial phenomena? Well, guess what? Guess what? As annoying as what that stood for, trying to take the stigma off a UFO cover-up, UFOs, period, and UFO researcher, ufologist, perhaps, you know, just to take the glare and glory against, the people that have been working so hard to put the word out there. Did I say that right? It's like taking away from all the work that's been done. It really is. It's like, oh, we're not speaking of those people. UFO people, ufologists, people who do UFO hunting. Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no, no. We're speaking of unidentified aerial phenomena. Okay. I'm sorry. I've known so many people that have dedicated their lives to this thing that our government poo-pooed, threatened people against speaking on these things, harassing. You guys heard of military abductions? MILABS, MILABS, no? Those are the people that have spoke up or seen something. I've had a couple of them myself. Not to the point where I was taken and put in one of these programs where military kids have been taught or tested on certain things. No. I was in college, deep in it, as well in college. You know, like it wasn't my beginning years when I had a couple of run-ins with that. And it was clearly connected to something else. So yeah. But anywho, where was I? So military abductions and all of the woo-ha-ha about, oh gosh, I don't know what they're speaking of, people. We're the military. We're government. You know, we are so uptight and we know what we're doing. No. No, if they knew what they were doing, they sure wouldn't come and pause and try to scare people into silence or threaten their pension if they spoke on these things or erase their identities because they spoke on these things. No. Trust me. They know absolutely everything. Now, there are beings who don't want information put out there. Plain and simple. That sounds weird, doesn't it? That sounds so weird. Like, what is this woman talking about? You mean aliens, Heidi? I mean, for real. Like, you think aliens are real? Well, do you think your soul is real? I mean, if you can't get over that to know that you have a soul, I mean, where does that inner you go when you die, right? Where does it go? That's all I think. That's kind of paranormal. That's kind of abstract. That's kind of like, I can't put my finger on it, like touchy stuff. So just as real as your soul is, all those billions of stars that we can't get our fingers on, but we could see it. We see that they exist. Trust that there's somebody on a skateboard up there, okay? Or a hovercraft. I don't know. I mean, they're probably looking at us saying, oh gosh, that blue marble, really, I hate the color blue. I'm sure something really stupid is going on over there. I am not interested. I'm sure there's an alien in denial of us. Why not? But it just gets annoying. But okay, but I got to tell you guys, I have a new annoyance. Are you ready for this? I could hardly contain my laughter. Okay, so now UAP stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. This comes to us from defense.gov. Oh, okay, I gotta breathe. This is so funny to me. I literally have tears, guys. Okay. Okay. Unidentified anomalous phenomena is anything in space, in the air, on land, in the sea, or under the sea that cannot be identified and which might pose a threat to U.S. military installations or operations. We have an important and yet challenging mission to lead an interagency effort to document, collect, analyze, and when possible, resolve reports of any unidentified anomalous phenomena, said Sean M. Kirkpatrick. He is the director of AARO. Okay. I shouldn't be laughing because from their description here, flying toenail clippings could be an unidentified anomalous phenomena. They said anything in the air or on the ground. I'm sure there's a lot of things that people have witnessed like that. And they might, I don't know, point out your auntie from the other side of the family as being one of that. And then what? What happens to her? You know? I'm a little bit concerned because they made it a broader term. Nobody seems to really want to say all of that unidentified anomalous phenomena. I mean, I went to CNN.com and they just put UFO. They're like, look, all right, we're not even going to go there, but. I gotta read what it says on CNN.com because this is funny. It's funny and it's spooky and terrifying. Okay, so in the Pentagon's first update since the establishment of its office to investigate unidentified flying objects, officials offered few answers but said there was nothing to suggest an otherworldly explanation for the hundreds of reports they had received. And this is a quote. We have not seen anything that would lead us to believe that any of the objects we have seen are of alien origin, if you will, said Ronald Moultrie, Under Secretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security. And this, the article continues, established in July, the office... This is where I start laughing again. You guys, this is what AARO stands for, okay? You might have heard it before, because this was established in July, but a lot of people aren't keeping up with this. So, officially, that office is known as the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. and it has received hundreds of reports of unidentified objects to examine. All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Just can't. I would like to go up to the office and, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I think I have a few things in my back pocket that might fall into your office domain. If you don't mind, I'd like to discuss the terror of shadow people and hat men invading people's homes, but your scientific community, for some reason, tried to say it was all sleep paralysis, and we all know that's not true, and I'd like to know why, please. Thank you. And Hat Man can fly. And so can some of his rotten followers. So hey, you guys, if you haven't been paying attention, I don't know why they're shifting and trying to be all-encompassing, because we have unidentified submerged objects, USOs, okay? So I guess they were like, oh man, that one went in the water. So I guess we gotta broaden our terms a little bit, you know? If you throw a Frisbee in the sky, that goes in their domain too. How about that? Take a picture. Okay, I need to get back on track here. So what am I saying? I'm saying I don't have a whole lot of faith in them being fully open. But the whispers online are suggesting, and what people are getting in different ways, near-death experiencers, so people having dreams and something, even for myself. I had a very, very, very vivid dream some years ago that let me know that craft will come and I will know who they are. I'll know if I can hear them, feel them, if they are the good guys or the bad guys. I think that we all might be able to get that kind of sensation. And again, I'm not a psychic or a guru. I just have... had some really odd experiences and understandings and memories that come forward without hypnosis on my own. So yeah, people are thinking that in 2023 that aliens are going to come forward in a big way. Now, I don't think it's any thanks to our government. I think that there's just going to come a time where some conversations are going to happen among the beings and say, you know what? You know, Heidi's pretty cool. I think she's holding it down all right. Maybe we'll just stop by her crib and then she could tell everybody else. It's happened before, so why not? I think I mentioned here so many times that calling upon craft, and I'm not talking about doing it by a method that some people practice. I'm talking about saying, hey, you guys there? My friends have never seen a craft. And then having to literally jump down to the ground because they drop so low, the craft. Yeah. So I think that, our future might be a little bit interesting the next year or so, because a lot of people are feeling it. And I don't know. But again, I'm not going to give it up to NASA. I'm not going to give it up to our government. Like, hey, guys, you got our backs finally. No. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Oh, well, we are covering the topics today because it is the end of the year. Yeah! And we've got to look more optimistically towards our future instead of dragging our feet and thinking the world's going to explode. Yeah! And we're not going to give two hoots what our government is saying about the alien stuff always because they're not going to give us the full story anyhow. Ah, their crowd is going crazy. So I'm just covering these things. I don't know why. But I just felt inspired to do that because so much out there. I get it. We are way down. We have seen some horrible things. But man, we got to keep our chins up, our hearts enlightened, and don't let it drag us all the way down, right? Okay, but I'm just steering the boat a little bit today and hitting a couple of waves and saying, look over there, everybody, there goes a whale. Oh, and there goes a USO. Ah, and whoa, what's that dead ahead? Is that an iceberg? Are we gonna hit the Antarctic or what? I don't know. Anyways, guys, let's talk. Let's talk because, yeah, There's a lot of things we are not going to get answers to. And yeah, we're all feeling these odd things going on. And a lot of people are having dreams of cataclysmic events. And they seem so real. It's like hard to believe they didn't happen. It's happened to me quite a few times, but not in particular where it's been so much more this year. You know, like I'm so worried that we're not going to pull through next year. But there's been something I think is fascinating. There's a trend that's going on that should perk up your spirits a little bit. So I have friends who are able to interpret and read different languages of Middle Eastern descent. Okay. And I've read a couple of books as well on this phenomena of Jesus showing up to people of different faiths, and one being Muslim. And fascinating. Like, this is not new, okay? It's been going on for several years now, where there's this huge influx of people in that area and all over the globe, Christians too, who are reporting having encounters with Christ. And it's not like, hey, did I just see, like, I was in a grocery store. What? Who was that? I mean, it kind of looked like Jesus. No, I'm talking about these people are trying to get some sleep, and Jesus sits on their bed and says, hey, look into me, because I'm not going anywhere until you do. And then he'll come night after night. Can you imagine? Like, it's incredible. It's incredible. I'll tell you, one time I had an injury and I had to get an x-ray done. I'm sitting in the waiting room and I'm talking to this lady. I'm in a robe. She's in a robe and she's waiting for an x-ray as well. And just start chatting because there was quite a line, you know, we're there for a while. And she's like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I write books and da, 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 da. And she's like, about what? And I'm like, well, Jesus encounters. And she stops me right there. She's like, I'm Jewish. Great. That's wonderful. And I know he is my Christ and Savior. Oh, wow. That's amazing. How, you know? And then she goes into detail discussing her encounter with Christ. And she said, it was so beautiful. I recognized who he was and who he is to me and my people. And I've accepted him. And I'm like, but you're still Jewish. Yes, I am. And I hope to let others know that he's real and our Messiah has come and he will come again. I get goosebumps even talking about it now because What a turn of events. And then darn it all, if I didn't get asked to go do my x-ray. I was like, hold on. I want to ask more questions. And she was sitting there like next to a friend of hers that was waiting with her. And it was just, she was just so pleasant. And she was like, I don't know, middle-aged and just chilling and just so very to the point of it. And, you know, I wrote about my Jesus is No Joke book. I had several encounters with Christ. I put it in there. And my Jewish friend saw Jesus just straight up. I mean, it's quite a story. It's something to check out for sure. And yeah, I've had these encounters with people who are just like, I've seen him too. Me too. I've been at a UFO conference speaking and talked about, you know, aliens and whatnot and say, oh, and by the way, I've seen Jesus too. And it's like, you know, and then I kind of apologize, like, sorry to bring up, you know, this topic here at this place. And boy, I had a line of people say, don't ever apologize for talking about Jesus because I've seen him too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Well, quite enlightening and inspiring. And so I think that something is going on. As far as, you know, we just speak of prophecy, we speak of, you know, biblical things. And even Jesus, like, kind of followed along in scriptural prophetic type things, you know. It's like, oh, it's supposed to be riding a donkey on the palm leaves. Okay, all right. You know, it's like he aimed to meet those prophecies, right? And so we got to think about that. It's like, so if that intention was there even back then, we should pay attention to prophetic things that were written, and also to know that God's not done speaking just because something is completed being written. People are still experiencing miraculous things, angelic things, Jesus encounters. I mean, it is something. Something is going on. I'm newer to understanding Catholic views on Mary, but something's happening there. I mean, people have bore witness to things, right? I know Fatima, what was it, 80,000 people swore seeing a flying disc. But one journalist said it was a dancing sun, and that was the only story that was put out. That's a shame, because we should be honest about what it is that we're experiencing. I try to be as painfully honest as possible, because the truth is easy to remember, you know? My interpretations might be off in what it is I've seen, but I surely will tell you what it felt like and what I think was going on. But, you know, nobody's perfect. But, you know, I think of these things, these places where miraculous things have happened. And there's an element that I'm just curious as heck about. And again, I'm newer to looking into Catholicism and what it is that they follow and believe. And I don't know. It's so very different from a Protestant. And growing up Protestant and not knowing this whole other half and why people would always correct me and say, I'm not Christian, I'm Catholic. Over and over again, my whole life, I was corrected that way from people. And I couldn't understand. I'm like, I want to look at what we have in common versus differences. I couldn't understand that. But when I heard these stories of more recently, you know, looking into where holy things happen or miraculous things happen and people going to those areas and getting healed or having miracles, I looked at some of these videos of pilgrimages to those areas, like wanting to be a part of that, whatever took place, and feeling like only getting there will make it happen. And I have always thought, like, God will visit you wherever you're at, right? The miracles can happen wherever you're at. But I can't help but to think that because there's such a concentration of energy and hope in one spot, that it does make it holy, much like a church, right? You know, we've got these places where we feel that, we get the goosebumps. And I find it interesting. It's so very new to me, you know, the pilgrimage thing. However, I went to Jerusalem and I was like, ooh, I feel it. So I guess that was a pilgrimage of sorts, but I had friends over there, so I was visiting them. And it was just absolutely a bonus to go and get the feels and check out the wonderful historical areas and to see all the faiths gathered in one area. It was just amazing. But yeah, so I wanted to put that out there and let you know that there is something increasing out there, and it has been for a few good years. And I mentioned my friends who speak different languages, and I asked them to look on some of these message boards of people who have Muslim beliefs and whatnot, and see the conversations that might be going on of Jesus showing up. And yeah, yep, it's been spotted. And of course, it's been spotted on other like boards and message boards and whatnot. So it's interesting. And then bumping into people randomly, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I'm learning that, you know, I think the light always shines through. And I think that if we can keep that positive beat rolling, I think that we're going to see a lot of good things happen in our near future. We don't always have to dread it or hope for the worst. I always feel that there's hope, you know? We don't have to feel downtrodden about everything. And even in the face of some of the worst phenomena out there, which, oh, gee, is that my specialty? Yes, it is. I try to be uplifting about it because it's no fun to sit in the dumps Because, boy, do I know what that looks like when it comes to these demonic things. Growing up in a haunted house, no bueno. No fun. No. And I found a way to laugh and keep a light heart on these topics. And, you know, the darkness always hates that. So remember that. Keep something positive. Keep comedy rolling through the house. If you're living in a horribly haunted place or something, keep the comedy. Bless it with a pep in your step and a smile. They really hate that, and they might want to leave. It's just laughing a lot. Anyways, you guys, I'm gonna look at somebody's email here and see what we got here. I'm just gonna randomly grab. All right, you guys, we're gonna get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Be right back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Well, we have really covered the topics, haven't we, for this end of the year. I don't know, what is this, celebration? Anticipation for the new year, because, man, there's a lot of stuff that's been happening, and there's a lot of major vibes that I just wanted to address, but you know what? We can't end the year with nothing. without doing my favorite thing, answering your emails. And I hear this is your favorite parts out there too. So I grabbed a couple of smaller looking emails, and I grab these things, and I don't try to anticipate what's going on unless it says please help in the subject line, and then I try to open those fast. This first email, it says, Dear Heidi, I experienced abduction phenomena as a child. In 1963, I had a terrible nightmare where I arrived home on a bright summer's evening around 1900 hours, only to find no one seemingly home. That's disturbing. As water as a major element in the dream, okay, was featured at one point, and also cardinal decisions as well. Okay. I woke in horror, and I was still awake when the abduction event began, as I saw a small gray alien peek around the corner of our stairs where it met our living room. That makes me think of the book and the movie Communion. If you guys haven't seen that, go see it, or rent it, I mean. And I sensed it was surprised to find me awake. I closed my eyes, and as it ascended the stairs and I pretended to be asleep, I was rendered unconscious until the next day by a touch just in front of my right ear. Okay, I'm trying to follow. Okay, many years later, I found out my father's lineage tracks back to a paranormal hotspot in Quebec, formerly known as Ghost Hill Farm. Oh, man, if you've had something horrible going on there and you name your property after it, that's a bit spooky, unless it was nice attraction for the neighbors to come and talk about it, I guess. I don't know. but anything with that in the title, I'd be like, I think I'm a pass. And they continue, it is now owned by the Conservancy of Canada, and it's called the Breckenridge Nature Preserve. Murray. Okay. All right. So Murray was just sharing about something that happened. And it doesn't sound like the best thing. I mean, wow. I've heard some people in this field who say, oh, you're probably just an alien abductee. Oh, you're just an alien abductee. Oh, you had something going. You're an alien abductee. Everybody's an alien abductee to some people. And because they know, because, they've researched it, and they're just, the authority on that. Personally, I don't feel I'm an alien abductee. Okay. Do I think they tried? Have I seen these beings? Yes, I have. But if you know my story, it didn't end well for them. Okay. I've had other types of encounters that are different types of beings that you don't typically hear of. They're not grays. They're not reptilian. They're not, it's just not. Okay. So I'm reading this here, and it sounds like this being was looking to abduct you. You woke up, caught them in the act, and they put the sleep whammy on you. That's fascinating. I appreciate you sharing that. And thanks for putting that on blast exactly where that is. So that's interesting. Interesting. And interesting too, how people have nightmares and then awake to a nightmare. Did you catch that in there? That does indeed happen to quite a few people involved in this type of phenomena. Why? I mean, it's like they're kind of observing you having your nightmare, and almost like, oh, there goes their weakness. Oh, this is where they cry. Oh, look, they're trying to run. Isn't that cute? As I have them pinned down and paralyzed, having this nightmare, invoking the nightmare, and seeing how they would handle being home alone. And yeah, I mean, honestly, it's what it sounds like with that scenario was a being that caused that nightmare scenario to happen, and they were observing you. And then when you woke up, they zonked you out and woke you with just a touch. That's actually something that I hear of quite a bit. All right, so going to this next email. This one comes from Scott. I honestly believe in the paranormal. I am a Reiki practitioner. Oh, very cool. I don't claim to be a master. Well, every Reiki person seems to say they're a master. But that's interesting that you say that, because I don't know if I almost said it just now. I almost said Reiki master, because that's all I ever hear, you know, Reiki and master together, not just practitioner. Okay. All right. So thanks for clearing that up. And they continue, I think Jesus is the only one that's reached that level. Ooh, goosebumps. All right. That being said, I often wonder why, when I look back at interviews of even fairly recent predictions, I can't find any videos of anyone seeing the pandemic. It seems to me somebody should be able to see a global epidemic coming, or at least the disastrous effects of a fraudulent epidemic. Unless I'm missing something, can you help a brother understand this disconnect? Thank you for all of your insight, Scott. Well, you know, I think that some people would say that they did feel something was coming. A lot of people have felt something was coming. They can't always put their finger on it to say, oh, I know what. I caught that. But in all honesty, this isn't the first time this has happened in recent history. I mean, I know people in their 70s who talk about being made to isolate in their homes because of polio. Yeah, in their 70s, they remember that. Because polio was an epidemic. It was a pandemic. Children were getting sick. They were dying. And I don't know if there was anybody saying, I don't believe this crap, and then their kid got deformed or died. I mean, I don't know. Just now. So calling it fraudulent, you know, I lost at least 9 people that I know of in the medical field, because that's what I practice in. Taking care of people who didn't believe it was real either. And they died. And it tragic, tragic. A whole family practically died because my friend that was a nurse went home and brought it to her son and her husband. She didn't make it. Her son didn't make it. Husband woke up from the ventilator to everybody being gone. So, yeah, I don't think it was fraudulent. Do I think it was planned out? Well, there's a lot of things out there that point to a lot of things, but who knows? I think there's a mixture when it comes to any kind of strange phenomena where things don't add up or feel right or something seems off. I think that we get hints along the way when we're not getting to 100% the truth of things. I don't think there's any major story out there where we have all the facts. And if we did, I don't know if we'd believe it. Isn't that the nature of mankind, you know? Yeah, you know, I saw that, you know, that plane went down, but I'm sure it was something else, you know, probably bumped into a pterodactyl, you know? We could come up with some stuff. Thunderbirds are real, right? In the paranormal world. Thunderbirds, that's what they're calling these pterodactyl-looking things. They must have got caught in a plane by now, right? They're everywhere. So yeah, I mean, I think I have known people who have told me that are psychically inclined who have said, I felt this was coming. But, you know, it's an iffy situation. It's like, if they put it out there and say, you know what, right about now, this is about to happen, look out. And then it doesn't happen exactly, or the timing is not perfect, and then they're slammed for it. So I think that a lot of psychics and whatnot are hesitant to say exact always, but then there are some who do. So I don't know. It's something else when you know, our guts are telling us and we're feeling the vibe, like we're at the end of the new year, and a lot of people are anticipating the worst case scenario for 2023. You know, Russia and Ukraine's at war. People are dying of pandemics and flus and all sorts of stuff. The cooties are going rampant. And we're all in distress. A lot of people lost their homes and businesses and jobs and all their aspirations because of what's taken place. And, you know, then there's people that are being enlightened and having Jesus encounters and angelic encounters and, you know, special types of inspiration and really innovatively working from home, you know, and saving the environment from doing such things. So there's so much out there. So do I have a definitive answer for you, Scott? No, I do not. Perhaps at some point we'll have a psychic come on the show and I'll throw that at them and have them chew on it for a bit and see what they think of that question. Because I know, I mean, a lot of people are wondering that. Like, did nobody see this coming? Nobody? Come on now. I mean, but how much credit are we giving to psychics, though, too? You know? How much? Prophecies, prophetic things. But again, 100 years ago, there was the horrible flu that came around. Not too long ago, it was about 50 years, I don't know. No, it's beyond 50 years for polio. So, I mean, there's been stuff going on. So anyways, you guys, we've come to the bottom of another fascinating program and year. Mm-hmm. So I want to wish you all a most merriest of Christmases, a happy holidays, a most blessed New Year, because we will need that. And to keep our spirits up, stay optimistic, and you know, don't forget to go to my website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and TheOutlandersComic.com. Follow me on most social media at one Heidi Hollis and at The Outlanders Comic. So this has been fabulous. I'm looking forward to moving on through year number 3 here on Dark Becomes Light, because I've got a whole lot more ground to cover, and I hope it's helping you guys as well. All right, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next year. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.